You're listening to SBS News.
The coronavirus is without a doubt the health crisis of the year, but the pandemic got in the way of much more than weddings and holidays. While attention is fixed on successfully vaccinating against COVID-19, inoculation programs for other diseases around the globe are being put on hold. Lotta Silwander, UNICEF's representative in Ukraine, says health officials in that country are concerned about childhood measles. She says only 28% of children have been vaccinated this year, even though in 2019, Ukraine was the European country hardest hit by measles. The World Health Organization reported around 57,000 cases. 26 countries have already put off their measles campaigns due to the COVID-19 pandemic, increasing the risk of bigger outbreaks in the future. Natasha Crowcroft, senior technical advisor for measles and rubella from the World Health Organization, says if the youngest generation is to be protected, countries need to maintain at least a 95% immunization rate.
So many measles vaccination campaigns have been delayed or suspended. We've currently got campaigns delayed in 26 countries. But if we're going to get back on track, countries really need to reach and maintain at least 95% immunization coverage with two doses of measles containing vaccine, to try and reduce the impact, the disruptions due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Another childhood vaccination program set back by COVID-19 was Pakistan's campaign to eradicate polio. Travel restrictions triggered by the pandemic left healthcare workers trying to reach 200,000 children in just 4 days. Cholera, yellow fever and meningitis inoculation programs are also amongst those delayed, with children in war zones particularly at risk. Save the Children CEO Paul Ronald says the spread of preventable diseases due to missed vaccinations can have a negative impact on global health security.
Two-thirds of the world's unimmunised children live in conflict zones, and that's having a really dramatic impact on those children's health, of course, but also on global health security.
However, increased funding and focus on research this year helped humans get to know their genes better. The Nobel Prize for Chemistry went to Emmanuel Charpentier and Jennifer A. Doudna for their discovery of genome editing technology. The technology, known as CRISPR, is a way to correct defects inside living cells rather than implementing them from somewhere else. The technology has allowed for the expansion of genome modification of crop plants such as rice and wheat. It's made its way into clinical treating of human disease, with the first clinical trials for reprogramming human blood cells to fight otherwise untreatable cancers conducted this year. It was a huge achievement for science, but Ms. Doudna says also a huge moment for gender equality in the field.
I think for many women, there's a feeling that no matter what they do, their work will never be recognized the way it would be if they were a man. And this recognition, I think, just, you know, refutes that in a way. And it just honors the work that, you know, was started by a collaboration between two women and, you know, who set out not to win the Nobel Prize, but to do really fundamental science that we thought was exciting and important and interesting, and we led our teams to work on it collaboratively.
Breakthroughs in genetics are also helping the fight against Alzheimer's disease, the most common form of dementia. The World Health Organization says 50 million people worldwide have dementia, and up to 70% of those have Alzheimer's. Scientists in Sweden have come up with an experimental blood test, which is so far proving useful in distinguishing people with and without the disease. It will hopefully pave the way for a reliable method general practitioners can use to diagnose this form of dementia in the future. But researchers are warning more work needs to be done. Dr. Oscar Hansen, professor of clinical memory, says it is still too soon to consider it a proper screening tool.
I don't think this blood test should be used for screening of healthy individuals. And the reason is that we don't have any therapy today that stops or slows down the disease.
As it turns out, not all flights were banned in 2020. Taking to the sky this year were drones. Once used for covert military operations, the technology is now a tool medical scientists are using to improve healthcare. Project Detect is using drones on the front line against malaria, a mosquito-borne disease responsible for around 400,000 deaths a year. Potential mosquito breeding grounds are detected by satellites that see through darkness and cloud, after which sprayer drones are deployed to kill the larvae. The program is aiming for a global rollout that could eradicate malaria completely. And it wouldn't be 2020 if it ultimately wasn't COVID-19 related. Flying across the Berlin skyline, there are drones being used by German laboratories to reduce the time it takes to send coronavirus tests across the city, completely skipping peak hour traffic. Looking back, 2020 reminds us science and medicine are more powerful than ever. But perhaps what we will remember the most was learning to sew our own masks. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.